Welcome to the Classical Academy's podcast, Partnering with Parents. Join us as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, Executive Director for the Classical Academy, and welcome back to another podcast. Super excited to have Melissa Johnson with us today, and her topic is the one-room classroom, homeschooling multiple grades. So welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Melissa Johnson, and I've worked at the Classical Academies for 6 years now. I have three of my own kids I homeschool, ranging from fourth grade up through high school. I'm an ES this year. This is my fourth year being an ES, and I was previously a second grade teacher here at Classical Academy.
6 years?
Yes.
That passed quickly.
It did, and I don't look any older.
I love it. Super good, super good. So teachers tell us it's all about preparation. So do you find this to be true in your homeschooling?
Definitely. You cannot wake up in the morning and crack open the wiki or the Schoology assignments and figure it out as you're going along. You have to go through the night before at least and make sure you know what's coming up the next day, to know what websites you need to look up, what books you need to have open, what papers you need to have printed up, and then have their game plan for that day.
Excellent. So do you do that like on a Friday before the new week starts, or do you do that like a Sunday night as you're thinking about the week? I mean, talk to us about a little bit
of your schedule. I typically would do it on a Sunday night is when that's what worked for me. That way then I knew what was going on that week, and Fridays it was just too far ahead for me to start thinking about that.
Plus you want to disconnect for the weekend.
Exactly,
too.
Exactly.
Good. All right. So how do you set up your homeschooling day?
We typically begin with math. That's what they do. My two youngest are on AB. So they typically begin with math anyway, and that's what they're used to. My sixth grader now, he's taking a little more liberties. So I give him more options what he wants to do first. But we typically start with math, and then we move on to the different subjects. If I'm doing literature with one, I'll have the other one doing whatever worksheets they can do or websites like Lexia Reading Plus independently.
Okay.
So that way I'm able to focus more on one at a time and not having them both at the same time asking me questions.
And does your homeschooling day start at a specific time every single day? Are you kind of into a structure, or is it more free flow in the morning?
We have to start before 9, otherwise it goes too late. But we don't have a specific time to get up and get going because life happens.
Okay. Want to be flexible.
Right.
Be flexible. So what would you say has been your best trick for teaching all of your children at the same time?
It's one that I just recently learned, and it's to combine literature. So I'll do the same literature book with both of them for several different units. It gets them more engaged because it just allows us to have more natural conversations about the book.
Okay.
Instead of me breaking off and redoing with one and then doing with another, they're able to engage each other, and we've just had way more conversations. It's been cool because in the evenings, they'll even bring it up to my husband. Hey, Dad, guess what we learned about the owls today and the book that we're reading? And it just kind of draws the family closer and engages everyone more at the same time. I'm able to differentiate the actual assignments that they each do for that. They're closer in age, fourth and sixth grade. It's a little easier to do, but it's definitely doable for different grade levels at the same time.
Well, the other thing too, I think it would almost deepen conversations around certain topics.
Definitely.
If they're all aligned around the same topic.
Right, right.
Excellent, excellent. So how do you find time for yourself in mixing all of the schooling going on and being an educational specialist with the classical academies as well? I mean, where's that me time in there?
Right.
Or is there me time in there?
There is. We have an early bedtime at my house.
Oh, okay.
We have to get up early in the morning, so the kids go to bed early, and then I have the evenings. So that way I have that time to just kind of decompress and just not think about everything, and that's when I do it.
Excellent. So how do you organize all of the grade level work in your home as well? It comes back to probably your planning piece that you were talking about.
Right, right. For me, it works folders. We keep all of their work in their workbooks that they have, and then any loose leaf papers, we have a folder for literature, we have one for math. So it's all just keeping it. As soon as they're done, I grade it and they put it away. So that's how it works in my house. Some people, they have hanging file folders that they do for each subject, and they'll bring those into conferences. And some people keep a three-ring binder. So there's different ways, and you just have to kind of experiment and tweak to what works for you.
So you've got elementary students, but you also have a high school student.
Correct.
So talk to us about how are you building independence? How are you, as a parent, maybe even trying to pull back a little bit, give him or her a little bit more responsibility?
Yeah, definitely. The sixth grader, I'm starting to definitely prepare him along that way. He's the one who logs into Schoology, tells me what the assignments are for the day. I already know ahead of time, but sure. This way, then, so it's a gradual progression that I do with them. So by the time they're in high school, I still look over their shoulder to make sure things are done, but it's way more, you're on top of it. You have to do it. And you tell me what's due and if it's done or not.
What do you think is probably the largest or probably the biggest mistake that maybe homeschool parents are making?
I think it would be trying to have your kids work independently too early, putting more on them than what they're ready for.
Okay.
I've seen some parents, they don't correct the student's work because they think they're just doing it all. Then they'll turn it in at conference and they don't know how their student's doing. They're not going on and seeing what the assignments are and they're not checking it. So they put too much on their young kids at too early of an age.
Interesting. So you in your educational specialist role, are you sharing some of these details with parents as well and encouraging them in these areas?
Definitely. We make sure at conferences, I'm reminding the parents, your partnership in this is you're coming alongside your student to teach them this, and you've got to correct the work. Otherwise, they're just doing busy work and they're practicing the wrong thing over and over.
They're
not learning from that.
So do you feel like parents are maybe making this mistake because they're overwhelmed with everything that needs to be accomplished, or maybe they just don't know?
I think it's because they just don't know, and they're thinking their students are ready to be more independent early on. They'll see them, it's mostly when they come from a traditional 5-day school,
okay,
where they see them being more independent doing homework, so they think they're able to be completely independent doing their homeschool because they just don't understand the difference yet between homework and homeschool. It's a big jump to come from a 5-day to a homeschool program.
Well, especially if you didn't start here.
Correct.
And this
yes.
has not been your experience
right.
in kindergarten moving forward.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. So Melissa, is there anything else you'd like to share with us and to encourage parents before we go?
I would say ask questions. Ask your ES, ask your AB teacher, ask questions on different tips they have. Everyone has a little tip in their back pocket that they may not even realize. I know another one would also be for history. You can do that together as a family. You can read that to the kids while they're eating lunch, and then you can do the work after lunch. And then that just kind of helps the day flow and gets conversations going.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. And once again, this is Melissa Johnson sharing with us what it's like to homeschool multiple grade students. Thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, email us at podcast@classicalacademy.com. Subscribe to our channel or leave us a review. Thanks for listening.